boss, formerly Nick's boss too. Their work at MI5 still had them crossing paths regularly, but with Nick's change in status, they didn't work together as much anymore. "Both, in this case," Aidan said. "And it is for a case."
"It's always for a case," Nick muttered.
"Nick, I'm surprised at you," Aidan said, rising from his seat and walking over to Nick's chair. "Someone is selling British secrets. National security is at stake, and you're balking at a few weeks in Yorkshire." He leaned down to kiss Nick, who stopped him with a hand against Aidan's chest.
"A few weeks."
"Well, maybe a month." Then Aidan kissed him before he could form a protest. "Think about it. You'll be back in uniform for a while. Haven't you missed it?" Before MI5, Nick was in the British Army.
"Why us, though?" Nick said. "He's got all of MI bloody 5 and 6. Why send us?"
Aidan shook his head, and Nick pulled him into his lap. "With what's gone missing, the fewer people know, the better. Better you and me than take the risk of a leak. If word got out that a chemical weapon was in the wrong hands, it would cause a panic." Nick wrinkled his nose.
"You don't fool me, you know. You just want to have a few uninterrupted weeks in a government laboratory. I shudder to think."
"At least I won't be making a mess of the kitchen," Aidan said, leaning in to breathe hot, moist air over Nick's ear. Living with a determined chemist had its downsides, especially one who always brought his work home with him. Aidan was making a shameless attempt at manipulation. Any time he turned deliberately seductive, there was always an ulterior motive.
"Prat," Nick said,
leaning his head to helpfully expose his neck to Aidan.
"All right, tell me more about this supposed case of ours."
"Later," Aidan said, lowering his mouth to Nick's skin. Aidan's mouth was criminal. To most people, that mouth was the source of cutting remarks and impatient replies. Aidan Blake, the eccentric genius with little patience for mere mortals. To Nick, it was the source of decadent wet kisses that left him weak in the knees. He still wasn't quite sure how he'd wound up in Aidan's bed, but these days he didn't question it. He'd signed on for a flat share with his old colleague, and wound up with so much more. Side by side in Aidan's bed, still panting, Nick glanced over and grinned.
"A month. Are you sure you can handle that?"
"Don't be ridiculous. We've been apart longer than that." Aidan was a delicious mess. Dark, damp curls around his face and at the nape of his neck, cheeks still flushed with orgasm.
"That's not what I mean. We'll have to act like total strangers for a month, maybe longer."
Nick rolled onto his side and ran his fingertips up a trail of sweat on Aidan's chest. He leaned in until he was breathing hot breath into Aidan's ear.
"A whole month without being touched."
Aidan stretched beneath his hand and Nick stroked down the tensing and relaxing muscles of his belly. He dropped his voice to a dirty whisper, just to watch Aidan squirm.
"A whole month without me coming inside you."
Aidan gave a small gasp and arched his back.
"You'll see me every single day and won't be able to lay a finger on me."
Nick's own fingers had moved to barely tease the still damp skin of Aidan's soft cock, which twitched in response.
"I don't think you can do it."
Aidan took a breath, trying to compose himself. "Of course I can. Unlike some people, I've been perfectly capable and quite happy being celibate for years on end. A month is nothing, not when I have a case to focus on."
That was before me, though,"
Nick said, curling his fingers to carefully lift the flaccid penis beneath his hand, and felt another twitch, suggesting it wouldn't be flaccid for much longer.
"That was before you got used to having sex nearly every day for 6 months."
"Arrogant," Aidan snorted. "You were not the—" He gasped, when Nick wrapped his fingers more firmly around him. "The air that I breathe, Nick. I can survive without you as necessary." Nonetheless, he arched towards Nick's hand, his cock growing harder by the minute.
"Really?"
Nick said.
"Then I guess I can stop doing this then."
He took his hand away, but Aidan caught his wrist and brought it back to his crotch.
"No, don't stop."
The words tumbled out like Aidan didn't mean to say them. Nick laughed and bit at Aidan's ear, drawing out a quiet groan.
"You're just proving my point for me."
By now, Aidan was